Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Camera one, roll it. Does Mikey know we're not on television?
I think it's all for Periscope.
Okay.
This isn't on television?
All right, I'm going to run down the show because it is action-packed, but first I just want to hear a little taste of this. So good! It's Thursday. Celebrate it.
I can't understand a word that he's singing.
Is this Chumbawamba?
They are foreign. I'm not exactly sure, but they're trying. They're speaking English because it was taught to them.
Oh.
Now, you need to get ready.
Wait, who is
because
that?
It's by a band called 1975,
got it.
And the song is Chocolate.
Nice.
Today, in fact, just a second before we started the show, I've been dragging over songs, number one hits, that the great Hal Blaine has played on.
How many?
There's like 50 number ones. And that's not even the tip of the iceberg for what this guy... Yeah. This guy is the greatest drummer of all time.
It's not even a question.
No, you can't debate that. So Hal Blaine in about 12 minutes. Stick around. Sal's got rock news for us. Chick on the street. Linda sat there and watched the Periscope Queen get ready for work for her fans.
I happened to go on... I realized I needed to call Katie and ask her a question yesterday. I realized I didn't have her in my phone. And then I'm like, oh, I'm not following on Periscope either. I should do that. And oh, she's live. What's she doing? She was doing your podcast.
Yeah.
And I know she couldn't see me, but I was blushing. I learned things...
That bad, huh?
...as a 46-year-old man... from a 22-year-old girl that I had no idea about.
Well, I think you tuned in right at the end because being her last podcast yesterday, she said every foul word that she could think of.
She
and that's what you plugged
field.
Into. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was hard to listen to.
It was impressive.
Well, by the way,
tour de force.
By the way, Mark, yesterday after the show, we did a little Periscope ourselves of Andy eating off of Michael Haas in the sales department.
Well, he was wearing a shirt that kind of looked like a picnic...
gingham.
Gingham, a picnic blanket.
Yeah.
So I got some barbecue and I ate it off his back.
Kelly Coates in the sales department took a golf ball and teed off of his butt. And I think that got a total of over 700 views.
Wow.
People love to see people abuse sales staff.
Wow.
It's good stuff. So today, Chick on the Street, they're heading to Beverly Hills. It is not summer until we say it is. And what makes it summer is when Katie, Chick on the Street, swims in a celebrity's pool. So I'll run down the list. Danny has mapped it out. They're heading to Beverly Hills, knocking on doors and asking, can I please jump in your pool?
What could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
This is big for me. Both my daughters are on the show today. Amy Jo Lynn has a YouTube channel, and she has a Father's Day special. We'll take a look at it. On this day in history, Andy's capsule, Gina's going to trend. Check it out. Today, we're speaking with Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. Todd has sports, plus the headlines. Heinz is apparently into porn. KFC is serving what? Jesus, she's smart. What do people lose mostly on vacation? They're dropping like flies. And Rachel, is it Dolezal?
Yeah.
She's back, just ramping up crap. All of it coming your way momentarily. This is the Thursday program on Mark in the Morning.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Brian Williams, the one-time NBC Night News anchor suspended for lying on the air, is returning to television, but only on the network's lower-profile cable channel. People familiar with the situation said Wednesday evening that his duties will be handling breaking news on MSNBC.
Ooh. You know, for depending on your ego size, it's almost worse than just being asked to leave.
Yeah. You know, we're going to need that desk.
Here's my problem. I have too much time on my hands, but I'm going to let Styx tell the story. This is Mark in the Morning. Styx on Mark in the Morning. We are just about 2 minutes away from Hal Blaine. Probably my favorite Rod Stewart song out there. It says, over the past 10 years or so, we've seen the rise of a bunch of male celebrity chefs. Many of these guys are making big money doing what they love. Not much to argue there. Singer Rod Stewart's wife, Penny Lancaster, recently said that she believes women belong in the kitchen because cooking robs men of their masculinity.
Okay.
So if that's the case... When I'm
cooking
in there,
does not rob men of their masculinity. Women rob men of their masculinity.
Your wife's not listening, is she?
I pray she isn't.
I'm going to say this, but I hope she's not listening to me. Too good. Too funny. I love to cook. It's a challenge. I enjoy it. I don't enjoy the gathering of the materials. So in our house, Linda finds the recipes. She goes to the store and gets the items. She prepares them, and then I cook it.
So she's the sous chef. She gets every, and all you do is take all the credit.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay.
It is, but I'm being honest, it's a team effort here.
Yeah, it's kind of the same way in our house. Lara does most of the procuring. She does the shopping. And then we kind of split the cooking, because she's a good cook, too. But... I take exception with that statement, because you can't tell me. Yesterday, I'm out in front of the grill, cooking up some food out in front of the grill. Got that going, drinking a Corona with a lime in it. You telling me that's not masculine?
Well, I don't know, Andy. What were you cooking?
Vegan
soy patty cutlets?
Yeah, kinda. I was cooking potatoes. Oh, I got a great recipe for potatoes on the grill. It'll blow your mind.
Wow.
And what? You want another recipe?
I want to hear that.
Okay. Well, what I do is I take a sheet of...
I didn't mean now.
Off the air. Maybe after 12.
Dude, look.
Hurtful.
I'm telling you from experience.
I'm not going to tell you how to make these potatoes. Listen, if you beg me.
Look, if we start talking recipes... The phones are going to pack out with recipes.
Yeah. Maybe Hal Blaine has a recipe.
Well, on the Cooking Network, like I like that
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Love.
Yeah.
But on that network, there is one woman. She's blonde. She's hot. She has a huge rack. She wears tight shirts. And I watch her just hoping she's going to stir something.
Padme Lakshmi?
No, that's like a Sri Lankan model.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she's just too smoking hot. I absolutely
not Nigella. Nigella Lawson?
No, she's not blonde. I also take a lot of umbrage with this list because I don't know what dinner I like better. The one last night, the grilled chicken and Brussels sprouts, or the one before, the braised teriyaki salmon and haricot vert almondine.
Those of you that don't know, Gina's fella will cook for her at the drop of a frickin' hat.
It's fantastic.
We need to get him in here to cook for us.
He'd be I was about to say he'd be happy to. He would very much not be happy to, but I could get him to do it.
And by the way, barbecue was brought down. How many sandwiches did you eat?
Well, let's start with me. I had about 1.5. Okay, Andy, your turn.
I had 18.
I saw you do 3 myself, and I was pretty sure.
And then I had another one later, and then I ate part of one on Periscope off Michael Haas's back.
Mikey had 5.
Now, I have assembled just a few of the number one hits that Hal Blaine has played on. This is one of them. We welcome the great Hal Blaine. Good morning, Hal. How are you?
Mark, I'm just fine. Thanks so much. It's so good to talk to you guys.
Good talking to you.
100.3. LA. That's my home.
Nice.
So Hal is involved in the Wrecking Crew documentary, which is absolutely fantastic to see the story.
Thank you.
Behind all of the artists that these guys played for and played on. For example, he played on this.
Yes.
All of these that I'm playing for you are number one hits. There's Hal. So, Hal, what was the average... Tommy Rowe, Dizzy, number one. What was the average length of a day in the sessions for you guys?
Well, it depends. You know, some days we walked in, Brian Wilson always wanted to hear a piece of something. He would have me book the band, come in. Sometimes we would sit there and play for 12 minutes, and Brian would say, "Thanks, gentlemen." He wanted to hear what he wanted to hear, and he knew exactly what it would be while he was building all of those hits. It was just, when they talk about the genius of Brian Wilson, that's the way he worked, and he really was a genius. But some days, you worked, you know, all day long through so much of the night. I remember being in the studio with the Mamas and Papas till 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning with Lou Adler producing. And Bones Howe on the knobs in those days before the faders. It was an amazing time. But, you know, it's like anything else. If you love what you're doing, you don't feel the tiredness. You don't feel being hungry or having to go to the bathroom. You're just enjoying playing your music. It's what you've done all your life and what you wanted to do, and now you're doing it.
If you just joined us, we're speaking to the great Hal Blaine. There is a documentary out called The Wrecking Crew. And one of the things that they didn't really get into that much in the documentary, Hal, is the fact that you were a frickin' rock star in the 60s. Millions of dollars, driving convertible Cadillacs all over town, living the Hollywood lifestyle.
By the way, that Cadillac was a Rolls Royce.
Told you.
Yeah. Hey, Hal, it's Andy. Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm in the background. I'm hearing Gina, Grad, and Andy.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
My mind is blown. I know who I am.
Well, I wanted to ask you, I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but the new movie Love and Mercy about Brian Wilson, there's a scene I'm told in there where that your character, played by, I don't know who portrays you, but he pulls...
Johnny
Sneed pulls Brian aside and says, "You've got it. You're a genius. You're going to be great." Have you seen the movie? Have you heard of that scene?
I haven't seen it yet. And just before the premiere, I had a nasty fall here at home, broke my arm.
I'm sorry.
Wound up in a wheelchair and a cast from my wrist to my elbow, which just was removed. In fact, I'm going in for x-rays as soon as we finish here today. But I'm doing fine. Everything is great. But I did not get to see the film. So I'm very anxious to see the film. I know that I had invitations from I think it was Warner Brothers or whoever it was. And Johnny Sneed wanted to bring me, said he'd drive me over. Well, you know, whenever I go, I just came back from L.A. at Amoeba,
Amoeba
place.
Records, yeah.
Amoeba Records. And Mark, I just lost his name, the owner. Very nice people, wonderful people. And we had the official release of the DVDs and the Blu-rays of The Wrecking Crew.
Mm.
And so that is, I mean, it was very exciting. And I must have signed 300-400 autographs. The lines were out the door.
Awesome.
I've
and
only got one
like
more.
Lou Sklar came in. A lot of great musicians were there to say hello.
Nice.
I've only got one more minute with Hal, so I'm going to do just a really quick frenzy of other number one hits he has played on.
Diamond Ring.
Jerry Lewis's son.
I'm wearing that ring right now.
Ah, so good, Hal. And this is only a tip of the iceberg. This man is in. This man is, I guess your face and voice are in this documentary more than anybody else's because you are the face of The Wrecking Crew. The Wrecking Crew, if you haven't seen it, it's now available on DVD and stream. And I've seen it. It is fantastic. You feel like you're there. But the greatest part of it is 1960s LA. You see it. It's there. The great footage of old LA back in the 60s. It is so great. Hal, you are graced by a room of fans. We thank you so much for your talent and your time.
Mark, thanks so much. And big hello to all your listeners out there. And thanks for listening, and I'll be listening.
Thank you, Hal. Continued good life.
Thanks very much.
See you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
What a great dude.
Huh?
What a great guy.
Oh, here's a feel. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud to live. And imagine what it must be like to be Hal driving down the freeway and listen to a radio station where three-fourths of the songs you're listening to are yours.
Yeah. By the way, Mark, that is the greatest correction of all time. That Cadillac you were talking about?
That was a Rolls Royce. Yeah, they should rename K-Earth K-Hal.
All right, we got a bunch of business to do. Gina's going to trend right after business. Then we get rock news with Sal, and Andy's capsule is at 10 till. Stay where you are, or I'll kill you. This is Mark.
That's a bit extreme.
Wow. This is Mark in the Morning.
Perfect game, huh?
I haven't done a single thing wrong in almost 24 hours.
Alec Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria, are the proud parents of a baby boy. This is the second child for the couple, who also has a daughter named Carmen. Alec is 57 years old, and he has two infant children in his house.
He's a glutton for punishment.
My bag.
I have to say, every time I hear it, I'm a little shocked by the name Hilaria.
It's pretty funny. Yeah, no, it's a bad name, but she's hot.
Yeah.
Well, what do you say we find out what is trending here is Miss Grad.
Well, this is breaking right now. AT&T is being fined $100 million by the FCC for slowing down the internet speeds of customers on the unlimited data plan. So
wait, that's a limit.
Huh?
It should be unlimited.
Exactly. What are you, the FCC?
Good one, Ange.
Sources say that Charlize Theron and Sean Penn have broken off their engagement and are splitting up. And here's what's trending in sports. The Clippers unveiled a new logo and uniforms Wednesday night. The logo is a, what does that say? Oh, got it. Thanks, Andy. The logo is a C wrapped around the LA letters. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. We'll be talking to Sal Cerencione next. But first, Mark would like some blood, and he would prefer you make it hot.
Yes!
This is Mark in the Morning.
That was awesome! Coming up on Mark in the Morning, Chick on the Street is hitting Beverly Hills. She's knocking on doors of celebrities because she wants to swim in one of their pools. And until she does, it is not summer. Plus, next hour, we're speaking with Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. So stick around. But joining us now from Premier Radio News and Prep, here is Sal Cerencione with the latest in classic rock news.
All right, and we will start off with Sammy Hagar, who has another book coming out. This one is called Are We Having Any Fun Yet? The Cooking and Partying Handbook. And here is Sammy to tell you exactly what you can expect.
It's not just recipes. It's stories about Emeril and I cooking for the charity for 9 years in Cabo on my birthday. Dean Farian coming down and hanging out with me. All my friends, when I eat at Mario Batali's restaurants, I got recipes from him and my own recipes and how I cook at home and my recipes from El Paseo. And just stories about growing up with my grandfather was a chef, and he was an awesome chef. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't even know what good food was. I will teach you in my book how to eat and drink properly.
And sorry. And real quick, that comes out September 15th. So there I was the other morning, sitting here working, when my good buddy Mike the stockbroker called and said, "Sally, you're not going to believe this, but Donald Trump is playing Neil Young's Rockin' in the Free World. I have a funny feeling Neil is not going to approve of that. You should look into it." And Mike just loves giving me stories. He likes to see if he can actually beat me to the punch. And sure enough, he caught that one. I wasn't watching the press conference. Anyway, so as we know, later in the day, Neil Young, you know, distanced himself from Trump, said he never gave permission, so on and so forth. Neil has now gone onto his Facebook page and wrote a bit of a lengthy post, but I'll just sum it up. He says, "I'm glad that so many people with varying beliefs get enjoyment from my music, even if they don't share my beliefs. But had I been asked to allow my music to be used for a candidate, I would have said no. I do not trust self-serving misinformation coming from corporations and their media trolls. I do not trust politicians who are taking millions from those corporations either. I trust people. So I make music for people, not for candidates."
Nice.
Love it. A little bit of Gene Simmons and Neil on that one.
That has never been uttered before.
And congratulations to the Rolling Stones. They had themselves another top 10 album, as the reissue of 1971's Sticky Fingers will debut at number 5 on next week's Billboard 200 after selling 36,000 units its first week out. Can't even say in stores anymore, because there really aren't too many stores that sell music. Of course, the album is no stranger to the top 10. It spent 4 weeks at number 1 when it was released in 1971. It last appeared on the chart in 1981. And of course, the band is out on their Zip Code tour. So we talked to Mick Jagger, asked him about the correlation between the reissue of Sticky Fingers, which you may remember had a zipper on the cover, and the Zip Code tour, and here's what he said.
"Not a complete coincidence that there's a zip in the title of the tour and a zip on the cover of Sticky Fingers, no. So I thought, I saw the zip on Sticky Fingers cover and I thought, well, we could combine them. So make it, you know, instead of just calling it something like Sticky This Summer or Stick It Up Your Summer or Zip Up Your Sticky or..." Zip Code seems an apt title if you're re-releasing Sticky Fingers.
What? Okay. Thanks, Mick. This man works for Premier Radio News and Prep in New York City, and I call him friend some days. Sal, the best to you. Have a great week.
You too, friend some days. Take care.
Coming up, Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule, plus Todd's got all the sports for you at 5 minutes after 8. This is Mark in the Morning.
Now, the name soon to be heard around the universe is Mr. Mike TV.
You love to watch TV, Mike?
You bet.
Yeah, and I do. thank you. Last night, Jimmy Fallon had quite a night. The first thing I want to mention is, and I put it up on the Mark in the Morning Facebook page and the website, he had James Taylor on, and they did this bit called Two James Taylors on a Seesaw.
What?
Yeah. What? It's Jimmy and James dressed up as 1970s James, and they're going up and down on the seesaw, singing songs from the 70s. It's pretty funny. You got to watch it. It's a pretty funny visual. Then later on in the night, he had Alan Rickman on. And as you know, Alan Rickman has this great British booming voice.
Sure.
And Jimmy Fallon made fun of it a couple years ago with Benedict Cumberbatch. And now it's time for Alan Rickman to do his revenge. Go for it, Andy.
"The last time I was on this show, you said to me, was I aware that people impersonated me? Then I heard that the very next night, Benedict Cumberbatch and you had what is described as a Rickmanoff.
Famous game people play.
So, apparently these are the Jimmy Fallon truth-telling machines.
It's helium balloons.
So I just want to know what you have to say about that.
I'm very sorry you were offended. I'm very, very sorry. And welcome to the show.
Apology accepted.
Yeah.
You did 8 movies with a character. What was the name of that character again that you did the movies and all the based on the books?
Professor Snape.
No, the young boy with the scar on his, yeah.
This is very difficult, but it's Harry Potter.
Even with helium, his voice sounds great.
It really does. And if for some reason many of you don't know maybe who it is that Jimmy Fallon was talking to, that's the actor who played Hans Gruber in Die Hard.
Yeah. And Professor Snape and Harry Potter and so many other
Lord
movies.
Of the Rings, right?
Was he in Lord of the Rings as well?
I just assume he's
probably
in Lord of the Rings.
Probably every British actor was in Lord of the Rings, right?
Good job, Mikey.
Thank you.
Our D-I-B-O-R-C-E.
Leona Metcalf was so happy to finally be free of her husband of 15 years. She tied cans to the back of her pickup truck and wrote "just divorced" on the rear window. Why not announce it?
Sure.
I'm available. I'm not married anymore. Check me out. Chick on the Street has arrived. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
She's not in the room?
No. She's down the hall.
She's frolicking about.
Okay, then.
But she's headed this way.
She's in my top. What's up, Dad? What's going on? What's the sitch? What's happening? Good morning.
Katie has one gear. So today it is going to be our first attempt at making it summer. You cannot enjoy it until Katie has gone to a celebrity's home, asked their permission to swim in the pool. Mm-hmm. And once she has done that, it is then summer and not before. Are you pumped for this, Katie?
I have on my bathing suit. I couldn't be more pumped. Thank you for creating this for me, Dad.
Danny went out and bought a map to the stars' homes.
Good.
This are the celebrities they're going to see. And if anybody knows these celebrities, call them and let them know that Katie's coming.
Oh, geez.
So I'm not sure if this is in the order that they'll be going to, but today...
I hope KDT isn't listening right.
Today, Katie will be knocking on the door of Seth Rogen.
Oh, wow. You might actually get in that pool.
Steven Seagal.
I don't know who that is.
Even better.
Which is great.
Yeah, Michael Bublé. I couldn't be a bigger fan. If you get in his house, he's got to sing for us. Carrie Fisher.
I don't know.
That's Princess Leia.
Okay. Is she going to wear her gold bikini?
Absolutely not.
I doubt it. And if she did at this age, she probably wouldn't want it.
Demi Moore.
I know who that is.
She has good beef stew.
My personal favorite, Priscilla Presley.
Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, my God.
Wife of the King.
Can't.
And then wrap it up.
Oh, Priscilla Presley. I thought you earlier. I thought you said it was Lisa Marie.
That would be the daughter.
Oh, okay.
Priscilla Presley.
Great.
And then Frankie Muniz.
Malcolm
Muniz.
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
Malcolm. Hey, wait. His initials: Malcolm in the middle, M I T M. Mark in the morning, M I T M.
It's got to be Frankie Muniz.
I've met him once. I have met him one time at a movie screening, and I called him by his last name, and he thought that it was really, really weird. I was like, "Hello, Mr. Muniz," but because I was like 6, so he was like, "What the hell?"
So yesterday,
can I say that? Yes. Oh gosh! Yes. Oh no! Oh yes. My gosh!
The look of fear that she just had in her face, it was kind of like the look on my face when I went on to Periscope yesterday and joined. Enjoying Katie mid-podcast with you.
Well, it's as I said, we're shutting down the Mark and Linda podcast, and tomorrow is the last day. So yesterday, Katie was on, and she was doing her very last Katie's Corner, and she was a little sad because the podcast is where she got her start.
in broadcast. And so, in Katie style, midway through the podcast, she just breaks down in tears.
Nice.
And then the part that Andy heard was knowing that this would be the last podcast for Katie. She spent the last 5 minutes saying every vile thing that she could think of.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
It was pretty salty.
I want that to be my new ringtone.
I said things that I don't even think I've done. I mean, it was Jim's just so.
Thank God.
It was hilarious.
An assault on the ears.
Can I come on your last podcast to tell people to follow me at Andy_Chanley on Twitter?
I am already sick of this.
Yes, you can.
Wait, what is it again?
Andy_Chanley. Thank you for asking me to clarify. Chanley, Andy_Chanley.
Well, Katie's going to get on the road with Danny. There's a whole crew. We're going to have video. The whole thing is going to be shown. But right now, let's jump both these feet into Andrew's classic rock time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Thank you, Dr. Hawking. He's open. It's the classic rock time capsule for Thursday, June the, 18th, 2015. Quiz time. Mark and Gina, this date in 2002, Ute, as Mark says, guitarist The Edge, marries a former band employee. What service did she provide? No. Was she a lighting engineer, costume mistress, caterer, guitar technician, or belly dancer?
The service she actually provided is not on your list.
Stop it. Answer forthcoming. Another wedding on this day in, 38 years ago. Talking Heads' Chris Frantz and Tina Weymouth. He's the drummer and she's the bass player, and they decide to get their rhythm section together, if you know what I mean. They also work together on the side project Tom Tom Club.
Yeah,
remember this one? Then Mariah Carey comes along and sings crap lyrics over the top of it and ruins it for me forever.
She did.
God. Today in 1975, Elvis Presley has a facelift at Mid-South Hospital in Memphis.
Mm. Anything? Didn't work.
Barbiturates were pulling it down, the facelift pulling it back up. This day in 1977, Fleetwood Mac tops the Billboard singles chart for the first and only time. What song is Fleetwood Mac's only number one hit? Any guesses?
You Make Love and Fun.
It's a good guess.
I say Don't Stop. Oh, look at you.
Dreams. Isn't that hard to believe?
Oh.
Dreams spends 1 week at the top. It's their only number one to date, anyway. 1984 on this date, the first band is given a lifetime ban from Madison Square Garden. When they finish their show, fans rip out hundreds of seat cushions and throw them up on stage, causing $250,000 in damage.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Shocking.
Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Yeah, that's right, they were breaking the law. Yeah, the band is Judas Priest. Can you believe it's already been 4 years since the big man passed away? Clarence Clemons, sax player for Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band.
All my life.
Oh, yeah. And this little gem with Jackson Brown. And then, exactly 1 year later, on this same day, baseball pitcher Roger Clemens found not guilty of lying to Congress about steroids. Clemens? Coincidence?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Total coincidence. Birthday boy today.
1, 2, 3, 5.
Plus 69. Paul McCartney turned 73 years old today. Happy birthday, Paul. And back to the quiz. 13 years ago today, U2's Edge marries an ex-employee. What was she? Lighting engineer, costume mistress, caterer, guitar tech, or belly dancer? Mark, Gina.
Go ahead.
Caterer.
I would very much like her to be a belly dancer.
And she is a belly dancer. Morley Steinberg is her name, and she dances with her belly. You might have seen her actually on the Zoo TV tour when she danced live with the band. Or if you go back earlier, actually, she's the one writhing around in the sheets on the With or Without You video, the little interstitial bed writhing around thing. That's her. And they now have two kids together 13 years later. Good for them. And we're going to let you two dance for you here at the end of the Classic Rock Time Capsule. You are listening to Mark in the Morning.
Journey drummer Dean Castronovo was arrested earlier this week after a domestic dispute at his home in Salem, Oregon. The incident occurred Sunday morning, and there's no word on who else was involved. Police say Castronovo was arrested without resistance. He has been charged with assault, coercion, and menacing.
What?
Released on bail. Now, if you think maybe it's just a mistake, he was arrested in 2012 for assaulting his girlfriend.
You know, I understand what assault is, but when you get into coercion and menacing, I get very curious because that is a strange thing to be booked for.
Yeah, eventually we'll figure out exactly what it is. Now, like an ass, I said I'm going to donate a dollar for every commercial that KLOS plays. This
sure
is only
did.
3 days worth of money. Yesterday, KLOS played 328 commercials. A dollar for each. The running total after only 3 days, and I said a week, $901. I had to go to therapy for this because I'm so freaked out.
Now, they usually don't allow this in therapy sessions, but this was recorded, your therapy session?
Yes, it's up on markinthemorning.com and Mark in the Morning's Facebook, my therapy session, because I'm going to spend every dollar I've got for this thing. So if you want to check out my therapy session, go to markinthemorning.com or Facebook.
And you are like basically one sneeze worth of time away from quadruple digits, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know, there's one dog that has an opinion on this.
Who's that?
Well, he thinks that this was a great idea.
For me to poop on.
Hey, Gina.
Yeah.
There's just something about you.
Oh.
But I'm not going to say it. I'm going to let Boston say it for me. Check me out. See what I did?
You're a poet.
Hot.
Did you see what I did?
You're a poet.
So hot.
Just check me the freak
out. You are Los
out.
Angeles' poet laureate of radio.
This is Mark in the Morning.
History. That happened, and we all let it happen.
Okay. Is it just me and you? One, two, three, four. Ooh.
As Andy told us in the capsule, today is Paul McCartney's 73rd birthday, just 4 days after the 50th anniversary release of this song. Here. Paul talks about where he got the title for 8 days a week.
I remember writing that with John out at his place. Chauffeur drove me out this day and I said, how have you been? You know, just normal conversation. How's things been? He said, oh, working hard. He said, working 8 days a week. And I'd never heard anyone say that expression. So I got to John's house, he dropped me off. I said, hey, this fella just said 8 days a week. He said, right. Ooh, I need your love. We were always looking for titles. Once you've got a good title, someone says, what's your new song? If you can say a title that interests them, you're kind of halfway there.
Now, I'm interested in if anybody knows this. In 1960, the Beatles were then the Silver Beatles, and they toured as the backing band for this guy, Johnny Gentle. And for some reason, Paul was under another name. It was Paul something. Does anybody? Andrew?
Paul Ramone.
Yes. Why did he? Why?
And George was...
we've talked about this.
We have talked.
Time capsule.
Yeah, this was on the time capsule. If he ever listened to it...
Yeah, he didn't
I don't, though.
He'd pay attention.
Yeah. I don't.
Paul Ramone, that was the name he used. They were kind of embarrassed to be slumming it with Johnny Gentle, so they picked up these names. He was Paul Ramone. And then later, when he puts out his solo album, Ram On, the song on there, Ramon, mm-hmm. Ram On.
Check it.
And to this day, he still will check into hotels as Paul Ramon. But the George Harrison was Carl Harrison as a nod to Carl Perkins. Who else? Stuart Sutcliffe was Stuart DeStille in a nod to Nicholas DeStille, the painter. And Johnny something.
If you just joined us, we're listening to Andy think.
Johnny Silver, I think it was. I think that's what John did. Johnny Silver.
Today is It's Go Fishing Day, International Panic Day, and National Splurge Day.
Ooh.
As well as...
Listen, we got to get these boys on because they've done a couple of great shows tonight, and they're very wonderful for coming out and helping us. Martin and Lewis!
It was on this day that it was announced the comedy team of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis had broken up 1956.
When you were young and your heart...
On his 31st birthday, Paul released this song as his James Bond theme of Live and Let Die. On the final day of the Montreal Pop Festival on this day back in 1967, it featured Ravi Shankar, The Blues Project, Big Brother and the Holding Company, Buffalo Springfield, The Who, The Grateful Dead, The Jimi Hendrix Experience, Scott McKenzie, and The Mamas and the Papas. Now, later on this hour, I've got both my daughters on the show today. Amy, my daughter Amy, has a YouTube channel, and she's put together a Father's Day show, and it's really good. So we're going to talk to her about it. Chick on the Street is out there working for you, trying to make sure that it's summer. She's going to be knocking on doors of celebrities and asking, can I swim in your pool? Plus, and I'm pumped about this, later we're going to be speaking with Scooby-Doo and Shaggy.
Wow, what a get.
Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. Sorry, Joe. Let's spend a moment with the insane.
What I do every morning.
A woman has placed an ad on Gumtree for a companion to travel with her in her time machine. She claims to have made mice disappear in it already, but she states she's not sure if they're moving backwards or forwards in time.
Huh.
So,
what's Gumtree?
Some must be some website for the crazy.
Where you?
Yeah, I love that Andy looks at me. It does sound
well,
like
you
know I
all
know.
Of this stuff. Yeah,
I absolutely should know, but I don't.
Gumtree.com.
Let's go to Art. He has called us from Glendora. Good morning, Art.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. How are you?
Good, good. Nice to talk to you.
Good talking to you, Art.
Well, okay, here's the deal. I want some tickets for the Rose Bowl, you know, the beer fest, but I need someone to go with.
You don't have a date or a girl or anything?
I do not.
All right,
so,
and just to give a couple more details on this. Hi, Art.
Remember Hi, how are you, Gina?
We talked like an hour and a half ago.
I don't know Art, but I know what I like.
Ah, that's a good one. All right, so in the 5:30 Club this morning, Art won a pair of tickets to the America's Barbecue and Brew Fest, which is this Saturday, 4 to 9:30 p.m. at the Rose Bowl. I'll be there, 4 to 6-ish, sound tent, shaking babies, kissing hands, as Andy would say. And Art doesn't have anyone to go with. He won two tickets.
You're also going to have Mark's Back stickers.
Yes, I am. I'm going to be giving them out to those who deserve them.
Okay, Art, how old are you?
45.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a subcontractor for Edison, so I do a lot of driving around, but virtually just, you know, around L.A. area.
Okay, so after 45 years of life, how is it you have no one you can take with you to the Rose Bowl?
Well, you know, if I work hard enough at it and sit there and make some phone calls, maybe post it on Facebook, I'm sure I will not have a problem. I thought it'd be kind of neat to have you, my mentor, help me out here.
Mentor.
Is that what you're thinking?
Is
right.
that your mentor? Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you're 45. You got a job. That's good. How much do you weigh?
About 210 right now.
Mm. How tall are you?
6 foot.
Okay, 6 foot, 210. So
well,
that's
there's a little chub, but maybe he carries it well.
You're 6 feet, 210. You got a little chub. Are you going to say you have no belly on you at all?
Okay, I won't eat until Saturday. I'll have some ribs on Saturday, so maybe I'll go down to 205.
And for the ladies that are listening, give us one special talent that you've got that most people don't.
Well, you know what? I have a great sense of humor. I know a lot of people do not. They're stiff as a board.
That's true.
I can have a great time on Saturday. I guarantee you that.
A lot of ladies like a guy who's stiff as a board, though.
Art, ladies, Art, 45, 6 feet, 210, not a big fat cow. He's got a good sense of humor. He's going to go to this thing this weekend.
And he also works for Edison. Don't forget that.
And he works for Edison. So if you want to get you a little piece of art this weekend, it's 888. 888-
go to the museum.
696-1003. Art, I'm going to put you on hold. If anybody calls, which they won't, then I'm going to put you on with them and you can pick which one you like, okay?
Guarantee that they'll call. Thank you very much, Mark.
All right. I love the,
I like his confidence.
I love the ads. That's good. All right. Let's get some Beatles done. I'm looking for a field, and there better be strawberries in it.
There are not, forever.
Not proud of it at all. Yeah. But I can't stop. This is Mark in the Morning. Beatles, Mark in the Morning. Miraculous as it is, we had one chick call for Art.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Art.
I'm right here, buddy.
Say hello to Tilly. Tilly, say hello to Art.
Hey, Art.
Hi, Tilly. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Oh, she sounds cute.
Yeah.
All right, Tilly, how old are you?
47.
Okay, perfect. What do you do for a living?
I work for a solar company.
Ooh,
okay, nice.
Two utilities here. This is great.
Nice. And so, Tilly, what is it you expect to get out of Saturday?
I was saying a minute ago that I wish I could go on Saturday, but I will actually be at a beach bonfire. But I wanted to call to prove Mark wrong. Like, that there would be people calling in. And if I was available, I would totally love to go with Art.
Well, why don't you blow off the other thing and go with Art? It could be kismet. It could be the love you've been looking for.
It could be. Who knows? But unfortunately, when I make a plan, I stick with it.
So, Art, I'm going to go back. No one called.
Oh, you know what? Give it another 2 minutes. I'll call back.
Hold on a second. You could, Gina, you could, you've already given him tickets, so you can't give him anything else.
No.
You could give her tickets to something and let her invite Art if she wants to.
A little workaround.
Tilly, what say you?
Yeah.
What's that?
Are you hot, Tilly?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay, honestly, I like it.
I don't want to brag about myself, but.
She's hot. You could tell. She's confident.
All right. Hey, Tilly. You don't have to answer, but what do you weigh?
Oh.
125.
Oh, perfect.
We're a winner.
125. Let's do it.
What kind of rack you got swinging, Tilly? Oh.
I knew you were going to ask that.
If he wouldn't ask, I would.
Shut up, Art. What kind of rack you got swinging?
Let's say that they're natural.
Okay.
A
what's
half.
What?
A D and a half that still stand up just fine on their own.
All right, Gina's going to give Tilly some tickets. Would you like to go with her, Art?
Absolutely. I don't even know where we're going, but let's do it.
I don't think it even matters. Tilly, would you want Art to go with you on whatever Gina's going to give you?
I would love that.
All right, go ahead, Gina.
I have such PTSD right now. Andy totally feels my fear. I know. I can't wait to hear why you can't go to this, but... I'm going to give you a couple choices, and you can let us know either why you can't go or tell Jackie. You have your choice between MAV TV 500 IndyCar Race Suite tickets, a pair of tickets to the Sound Suite at MAV TV 500 IndyCar Race, which is going to be awesome, and that's on the 27th.
Or yes, that one.
Oh. Wow.
I'll take it.
Tilly. You down?
Yeah.
I've never been happier.
And that might be a safer environment where you're around other people.
Yes,
you know, in
a suite. What could possibly go wrong?
What could go wrong?
All right, Art, Tilly, we're going to put you on hold. Jackie will get both of your phone numbers and you can exchange.
Wait a minute. We have to also say what, Andy? We're not responsible.
We're not responsible for any beheadings or anything like that goes on. If any of this ends up on Dateline NBC, it's completely on you. And take Art's phone number and give it to her, not the other way around.
Even though she called for him. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Let her be. She's the winner, so let her choose.
I'll meet you guys on Saturday. I'm a normal cat. There's nothing wrong with me.
Art,
I'll see you on Saturday.
Art,
Gina.
I'll be the judge of that.
You got it.
Gina, yes, honey. To make sure.
Oh, I absolutely will. Don't worry.
All right, you love birds. We'll put you on the other side of business. Gina's going to trend, and Chick on the Street is in position in Beverly Hills. She is going to knock on a celebrity's door and try to go swimming in their pool so we can declare it summer. And Scooby-Doo plus, what's his name?
Shaggy,
thank you. Andy's just staring at me.
He really is.
We're going to speak with Scooby-Doo and Shaggy in 10 minutes. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning. Let's find out what's trending. Here is Gina.
Well, an email revealed that Donald Trump's campaign offered actors $50 to cheer for him at his presidential announcement. Cryotherapy is the new trend among celebrities. It involves going into a room that's negative 166 degrees in nothing but your swimsuit, socks, and gloves. And here's what's trending in sports. The LA Galaxy have advanced in the U.S. Open Cup with 6-1 win over PSA Elite. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online. And now brace yourself for some shenanigans. This is Mark in the Morning.
When this hustling, bustling, gritty city sometimes gets you down, hey, what a treat, meet the chick on the street. You never know what she might say.
I ain't gonna cuss, bitch.
It's Katie, and it's gonna be a great day.
Now, as I told you, it is not summer until we say it is, and for it to be said it's summer, Katie, Chick on the Street, has got to swim in the pool of a celebrity. She
now,
is
Dad,
in position.
Wait, Dad, before we do this, I have an envelope, and I need you to roll music, and I don't know what's in the envelope, but it says open during first Chick on the Street segment Thursday, so I need music.
Okay. There you go.
I'm opening because, of course, it's sealed. I don't want to rip what's in it. Let's see. Oh, Lord. All right. Hi, I'm Katie Thompson, Chick on the Street, and I'm inviting you to follow Andy Chandley on Twitter right now.
Really?
At Andy_Chandley.
Really?
I follow Andy on Twitter, and so does my dad, Mark Thompson, and the lovely Gina Grad. Shouldn't you, too?
I ain't lying.
Don't be left out. Over 3,000 people already know the joy of following Andy_Chandley.
This is sad.
And be sure to check out the picture of me modeling the ridiculously oversized Mark in the Morning hoodie on Andy's Twitter feed. Some lucky fatty who follows Andy_Chandley by 9 a.m. today will be randomly chosen to win it. Good luck. You know, Andy,
I actually overstated it. I'm at 2,998. Please.
Because two people heard that clip and unfollowed you. Well, and I mean, hey, if we're doing that, you may as well follow me. I'm at little baby Kate's.
When I sealed the envelope, I was optimistic that I'd make it.
Yeah, oh boy, did you seal that envelope.
And if you could, in addition to following me, if you could unfollow Mark Thompson, LKN.
No.
All right.
Okay.
Now, where are you, Katie? You're in Beverly Hills.
I'm standing across the street from Seth Rogen's house, and there's a box involved, so I'm gonna, you know, type some numbers on that.
All right. So now, gotta tell whoever.
Should I go across the street?
Well, yeah, you gotta go do it. So tell whoever it is that answers it that they're on the radio and you would like to speak to Seth, please.
Once I say I'm on the radio, aren't they going to hang up?
Well, they have to know. Are you going?
Yes, I'm walking right now.
Give me some play-by-play.
Well, I thought that the house was one direction, but apparently we're going a different direction. So now I'm turning down a different street. Here we go. I'm just taking a little walk. Katie, Chick on the Street, taking a walk on the street. Think about that. Oh, it's this one. Okay. All right. I'm going to press call now. Here we go. Pressing
Katie's
call.
Katie's at Seth Rogen's house. Going to see if she can swim in his pool.
That is great.
I'm scared.
No answer.
I'm going to call that again. Just keep calling.
This doesn't work. Let's go over to Fred Rogan's house.
Should I guess, like, the password? No, don't guess it.
Listen to Danny. No, no.
No, no.
Danny is deathly afraid of getting arrested this morning.
There's a doorbell here, too. I'm pressing all the buttons.
Oh, yeah, good.
If you just joined us, Katie is in Beverly Hills. She is at Seth Rogen's house. She wants to swim in his pool.
Hello?
She wants to.
Seth? 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 Oh. Okay, I'm calling again. Just let me in.
Oh.
Or just answer. It's like somebody answer.
He probably just went to sleep.
Chick on the street's getting frustrated.
All right, Katie, nobody's going to answer. You guys move to the next location.
Okay. You don't.
Seth Rogen, you just made my list, pal.
And
yeah,
she's still pushing. All right, let's roll some Pat Benatar. In a minute, we're going to speak to Scooby-Doo, so remain where you are and you won't miss it. Plus, Amy, my other daughter, is on the program. We'll talk to her shortly. This is Mark in the Morning, and this is Pat Benatar. Thank you, Pat. Miss Benatar, Mark in the Morning, good to have you. Chick on the streets out there. My daughter, Amy, just arrived. We'll speak with her momentarily. But as you know, for every commercial that KLOS plays, I'm going to personally donate $1 to SPCALA to help dogs, not cats, because they're terrible and indifferent and undeserving of my affection, but dogs.
How dare you?
Terrible and indifferent?
We have one of the dogs that my money is hopefully going to benefit and his best friend, Scooby-Doo and Shaggy. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Mark. It's an honor and a privilege.
I didn't really catch all that, Scooby.
Like he said, thanks for having us, Mark. It's an honor and a privilege.
Okay, cool. I appreciate you translating for me, Shaggy.
Like, for sure. Nobody understands Scoob like I do. Ruby dooby doo.
Okay, so Scooby, KLOS is sure to play a ton of commercials, which means more cash for SPCALA. What sort of things are you going to buy with my money?
I'm going to buy a shiny new collar. Like he said he's going to buy a new vaporizer, Mark.
Really?
I'm not sure that's right.
Huh?
He's going to spend my money on a marijuana smoking device?
Like, wow, I'm just translating, Mark. Give me a break.
Okay. Well, what else are you going to buy, Scooby?
A brand new water bowl.
He said one of those animatronic sex dolls.
No. I definitely did not say that.
Well, maybe one that looks like Daphne, or he'd even settle for one that looks like Velma. Oh. It gets lonely in the mystery machine, Mark.
Right. Well, what else is on the list, Scooby?
Movie snacks.
Penile enhancement surgery.
What?
All right, Shaggy, that's enough. It's obvious that you plan to steal Scooby's money and buy stuff for yourself, and that is a crime, Shaggy.
Oh, and I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you meddling morning show personalities. Curse you!
Thank you for calling, Scooby. We'll contact SPCALA to see if we can find you a better owner.
Thanks, Mark. Gooby dooby doo.
Hey, Eric.
Like, yeah.
You understand that this is what you do for a living, right?
This is what I do.
This is a new high water mark.
Yeah. High point here. I peaked today. This is it.
Good stuff, Eric.
My mom is proud of me.
All right. So now my daughter, Amy, she is she has a YouTube channel. And it was actually, Amy, so that you know, oh, by the way, good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Dad, and everyone.
And so Gina mentioned to me, she said, you know, why don't we ever talk about Amy's YouTube channel?
Yeah.
And I said, well, you know, I don't know if, you know, guys are going to want fingernail polish and makeup. And
that's true. Mark, yeah, but Mark, I think you're being a little close-minded.
There isn't enough Thompson. There isn't enough Thompson footprint on this program.
Yeah, I'm also your least favorite child, so that makes sense too.
Wait, she knows?
Oh yeah,
I never.
He's
said
very
that.
Open that Matthew is his favorite child. Yeah.
So now Amy did a fantastic thing. In fact, she said she believes it's her best show. This is a Father's Day special, and what she did is she shows you in this YouTube show, she shows you how to make very inexpensive gifts for mom, dad.
Yes. Oh,
and so for my younger mothers, if you've got little kids, this would be perfect for you to sit down and watch this and with your kids make the items that she shows you all the ingredients that you need. She shows you exactly how to do it. It is a no-brainer, really cheap. It's not going to cost you much. We have a little bit of a clip of the show from Amy's YouTube channel.
If your dad is anything like mine, he straight up doesn't want presents. He will say, do not buy me anything. I will throw it away. And it's true, he will. So I stick to making him things, which is what he likes. So that's what I did today. So hopefully you guys enjoy them and hopefully your dads will enjoy them. Now this next one is pretty good. This is a freaking mustache cake and it looks much harder than it actually was to make. But you will be needing a round baking pan. It's very important that it is round. You're going to be needing your favorite cake mix. I just use yellow and whatever else you need to make that cake and some chocolate frosting. So you're going to want to set your oven or preheat, not set. Then you're going to mix up your cake batter as normal. And once you do, you're going to want to grease your pan and then pour the batter in. I poured in all of the batter, which I don't think I was supposed to do, but it made for a really nice, like, fluffy mustache. So I suggest doing that. And of course, you got to lick the batter. Eat it with a spoon, you know, salmonella, whatevs. Put it in the oven for however long the box or your recipe says. And then what you're going to want to do is cut it into like a yin yang. Oh my, I don't even know which one it is. Cut it into that shape. So it's kind of like a swerve. As you can see me doing here, I was very nervous to do this. I kind of traced it out a little bit with the sharp point of the knife before I actually cut it. But once you do that, you separate them and you flip one end on its other side and arrange it into the shape of a mustache, as you can see. And then all you have to do is frost it, and it ended up looking exactly like a mustache, and I was so excited. He's going to love it.
Okay. So, Amy, and I'll explain this in a minute, how do people find your YouTube channel?
You can go to youtube.com, and you can type in my name, Amy Lynn Thompson, and I should be the first thing that pops up. And then if you click my name, you can subscribe or see my latest videos. But also, if you just want to go to youtube.com/AmyLynnBeauty, it'll take you right to my page.
You know, it's really interesting. I heard that, and at first, the first thing you said reminded me of something, and I couldn't figure out what. This part right here.
If your dad is anything like mine, he straight up doesn't want presents. He will say, do not buy me anything. I will throw it away. And it's
I will throw it away. Now, what does that remind me of?
I don't remember it, and I threw it out.
Wow. Hey, Mark, at least you're consistent.
Yeah, listeners, it's not. Not just you, it's family members as well.
Yep. Well, I will say this for Amy. Those of you, you know, if you're a guy, older guy, you're not going to want to watch Amy's thing, but you could help her a lot. Well, you could help her a lot by going and subscribing, because the more subscribers she's got, the more sponsors she gets, and that's how she makes her money. So if you're not interested in the show itself, just go subscribe, and you're going to be helping out my daughter, who I love more than life itself.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about me.
Yeah.
And the first thing you've ever said it.
Yeah.
And I didn't mean it.
I know.
I just wanted to put a nice button on this.
I can see your face, and I saw the lies.
Now, listen, Amy, I am so incredibly proud. You do such a great job on these videos. I watched this one yesterday, and I called her right away. It really is so well done. She does all the production on it herself. So good job, Amy.
Thank you, Daddy.
Moms, if you've got little babies and you want to help them make a gift for dad, this is absolutely perfect. Go to Amy's channel and check it out.
Your kitchen's thick and rich.
Doesn't your mom buy you Heinz?
No. Why?
Just taste it.
A man in Germany was shocked when he scanned the QR code on a bottle of Heinz ketchup and he was led to a porn site.
What?
He was expecting to be taken to a content website for a custom bottle design competition. The company said, "We no longer own that site as the contest that we had ended in 2014. He received an apology and a custom design bottle free. You can imagine scanning a Heinz and being taken to a porn site.
Best day of his life.
Talk about 57 flavors.
Almost too good. And these guys are in trouble.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what kind of damn crispy crust? It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
New extra crispy. I thought I said that.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger. That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger looking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good. I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
That was good.
The fast food, and I love that he was trying to will it. Okay, this is the good one. The fast food chain is taking a licking for its finger licking good chicken shaped like a rat. California security guard Divorce Dixon says he bought a 3-piece box of tenders at KFC in L.A., but it was not what he was expecting. He then went on the Randy Economy radio show to describe taking a bite. Quote, "It was very nasty," he said, "and I spit it out. I looked down at my hand and I realized that it was in the shape of a rat with a tail and everything in it."
No.
Dixon posted photographs on his Facebook page and he put the tender in the freezer. He says he returned to the restaurant with photos and his receipt. The manager freaked out and confirmed that it was a rat. Oof. Dixon said she apologized for it. They actually offered me a free meal, which I declined.
What?
Dixon is lawyering up, but shape alone is not enough to prove a chicken tender guilty of being a breaded rat. KFC says, quote, "Our chicken tenders very often vary in size and shape, and we currently have no evidence to support Dixon's claim." KFC told CNN, quote, "We have made various attempts to contact him, but he is refusing to either talk to us personally or through an attorney, nor has he come forth with the chicken piece in question for verification, which KFC offered to have done for free at an independent lab. Dixon claims that single bite has affected his appetite." Oh. And then this story came earlier this morning. KFC is now claiming this whole thing is a hoax. The chicken chain says that the photos don't have a second angle that, quote, clearly shows that it's a piece of hand-breaded white chicken meat. KFC added, "Based on this and the fact that he refuses to allow anybody to see the product, we are left to believe that he intended to deceive the public with this hoax, and we are considering all options."
Hey, Mark, quick question, though. Yep. How many chickens have you seen with a tail?
I never have seen
me either.
But here's the thing, and where I think he's not being fair, that breading really is tasty. If he tried it, maybe he'd realize that it's pretty good.
Come on, man, just take another bite. Now this is nuts. A Chicago teenager will go to college of her choice after receiving millions in scholarship funds. Ariana Alexander aced high school, scoring a 5.1 grade point average out of a 4.0 scale. She was accepted to 26 universities, 6 of them Ivy League schools. She has been offered numerous scholarships with a combined value of over $3 million, which could very well be a record for the most scholarship funds attained by a single student. In order to support her dream of eventually opening a chain of restaurants, Ariana decided to attend the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania.
Smart.
And as for the secret of her success, she said it's simple.
You simply work hard and never give up.
I can't wait till she's a judge on Shark Tank. She's going to be awesome.
I just can't imagine being that smart.
Yeah, work hard. This just sounds like a pain.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
Overrated. Everybody knows that people steal towels and soaps from hotels. But did you know that they accidentally leave behind sex toys? According to a recent British survey by online booking company Laterooms.com, adult toys account for a third of the items that cleaning staffs find after guests check out.
You know, when they tell you to do a dummy check real quick right before you lock the door and check out, you think you'd pay extra special attention to make sure you didn't leave any toys.
Or maybe they didn't leave it behind by accident.
Maybe it was a message for the cleaning
maybe
lady.
Maybe it was just a little tip for the cleaning lady, so to speak.
All right. We understand that Katie is in position. She is in Beverly Hills knocking on doors to try to find a pool she can go swim in. Katie, who are we about to go see now? Katie?
Katie.
Katie is coming right now. This is Corey. Here she is.
Are you sure?
Corey, why don't you try to get in somebody's pool?
Hello?
All right, Katie, whose house are you at now? Katie?
Michael Bublé.
Okay, I think we have a really long delay.
Oh, perhaps.
Daddy?
So.
I think she's out of breath.
Katie,
do we have a bad delay?
Yeah.
I think we do. Tell you what, why don't you guys disconnect, reconnect, and we'll talk to you after we rock the dump.
But first, let's pause for a legal identification.
So, as I said, Chick on the Street is in Beverly Hills. We're trying to find a house that we can swim in, or Katie can swim in, so we can declare it summer. You are not allowed to enjoy summer until Katie says so. There is a sizable delay between me and her remote system, so I'm just going to ask her this last question, and then she'll take it from there. Katie, whose house are you at now?
I am at Michael Bublé's house. Are we ready?
Yep.
Do it.
Oh, okay. All right, pushing button. I put on some Michael Bublé on my phone.
Oh. She's doing her own production.
I just haven't met you yet. Let me in. Michael! Michael, Mr. Bublé, anybody, a maid, like just, I'll, nope, don't hit the buttons.
All right, Katie, he's not going to answer.
All right, Dad.
Move to the next location. And now.
All right, he and I have not met yet, and I don't think we will.
We now move to the world of sports and Todd frickin' Donahoe. Good morning, Todd.
Great morning to you guys. Let's see. The Dodgers lose 5-3 last night. Kershaw lost another game.
Jesus.
5-4. 3.29 ERA, gave up 4 runs in 6 innings. Not good. Meanwhile, the Angels lost Arizona 3-2. Paul Goldschmidt, his 19th home run of the season. Couple other baseball notes. Freddie Freeman of the Braves sprained his hand, and his consecutive game playing streak of 234 games in a row is over with. And so he finishes just 2,200 games shy of Cal Ripken Jr., you know. So, anyway. The Cubs 17-0 winners over the Indians last night. They had a guy on their team named Kyle Schwarber. He's a rookie. His first start, he went 4-for-5 with a triple. Nice start. And meanwhile, Mark, remember that one rookie we're going to keep our eyes on, Chris Bryant of the Cubs? Remember he had to sit out the first half of this season so far, first 6 weeks, because of well, they didn't want to count his so they could have one more year that would not be eligible for arbitration.
Right.
He hit a home run yesterday, his 9th of the season. It was a grand slam. He's hitting .295. Again,
jeez.
Remember the name Chris Bryant.
He's a phenom.
He is. NBA, the NBA Finals had the best TV rating since Jordan's last season in 1998. So everybody wanted to see LeBron and Steph Curry, big ratings for the NBA Finals. It just goes to show you, you don't have to have New York or L.A. in there. You're going to have Cleveland and Golden State, you know.
Sure.
So that's Tim Duncan, the great San Antonio Spur, is suing a former financial advisor because he says the guy defrauded him out of $20 million. But Tim said, I still have some money left. His career earnings are $220 million. So he's got a little left over, okay? Call it a bad investment. And it's really kind of, it's not a radio story, it's a TV story. I heard Gina trending on it earlier. But the Clippers are doing some rebranding. They've got new logos, new uniforms. They're going to be spread out around Los Angeles today at 32 different locations, players and coaches handing out some of these new shirts and stuff. In fact, they even left a bunch of shirts on seats at LAX. So passengers going to and coming from LAX were, there was. Pick up your T-shirt. It's free. NFL news. Johnny Manziel says he will no longer do his money sign after scoring a touchdown. Okay? First, Johnny, you got to score touchdowns, okay? but he said, you know, that money sign where he takes his fingers and he rubs, like, the money together thing. He's not going to do that anymore. He admits his rookie season was a disaster and he was a distraction to the team.
Todd, I think pretty much it's well known that we in the East Coast were experiencing a massive heat wave. Yesterday, it was 103 with 100% humidity, and Carolina Panthers were dropping like flies, but they practiced through it.
Right. They had their OTAs there, and they did work out. In fact, one of those Carolina Panthers, Michael Orr, the offensive tackle, of course, he was the subject of that. I thought it was a great movie anyway, the movie Blindside. I know what Sandra Bullock won an Academy Award for her role in that. But he has now come out and said, that movie has hurt my football. It's taken wow. It's taken away from my football ability because there's so much focus on me. People are always criticizing me, always over-scrutinizing me because that's Michael Orr. That's the guy from The Blind Side. And he says, because of that, I don't like the movie. So there you go.
Yeah, you can see how that would be hard to live up to because he's set up in the movie as, oh, he gets mad and he's going to protect that quarterback like it's his mama. Right. And then
he says no other offensive lineman gets the scrutiny that he gets because he's so well-known because of the movie. And you know something? He's got a point. Yeah. RG3, the Redskins quarterback, says he feels the best he has felt in a couple of years. Of course, that would be from his rookie season before he got hurt.
RG3, this season is a make or break for him.
Oh, yeah. But, Mark, he has to stay healthy. What he has to do is he has to prove that he can play football in the NFL and not get hurt. Because, let's face it, part of his game is he's a breakaway runner. He's got world-class speed. You know, he was a champion 400-meter runner. So he's a tremendous talent. But,
you're right. He's got DeSean Jackson. He's got Pierre Garçon. He's got Alfred Morris. He's got people around him to do some of that heavy lifting. But he needs to not be so silly.
Andy, the Washington Redskins under Daniel Snyder, the owner, have gone out and spent loads of money. They've made draft picks, and nothing has worked for years. So we'll see what happens. And like you say, make or break season. And finally, U.S. Open golf tournament is underway at Chambers Bay in University Place, Washington. Now, this is a weird golf course, okay? Most of the U.S. Open championships are played on, you know, traditional American golf courses that have lots of trees and high rough and everything else. This is like a Scottish links course. When you watch it on TV, you're going to say, is this the U.S. Open or the British Open? In fact, they say they have only one tree on the entire course.
Wow.
One tree. So it's a long course. It's hilly. It's rolly. But it's a different type of course than they've ever played a U.S. Open on before. Phil Mickelson and Bubba Watts have already teed off. In fact, Bubba was two over after the first hole. Phil was even after the first hole. McIlroy and Keimer will tee off in about 20 minutes. And by the way, Keimer is the defending champion. Spieth and Justin Rose tee off to 217 this afternoon. And, of course, we're looking to see what Tiger Woods is going to do. He will tee off with Ricky Fowler at 2:28. Those, of course, are West Coast times.
Todd, who makes your job possible?
Hey, it's the great folks at Frontier Toyota, home of 0% financing, zero money down, zero first payment. Go check out Joe Queso and Frontier Toyota, my good friend Bob Corson as well.
Nice. Well, they're dropping like flies. Another famous couple has decided to call it quits. We'll reveal that. And Chick on the Street is in Beverly Hills trying to find a celebrity pool. We'll get back with all that. This is Markin' the Morning. Well, They're dropping like flies, people. Dropping like flies. Sean Penn and Charlize Theron have called off their engagement.
Yeah.
An insider tells Us Weekly that the couple decided that their romance was over following their most recent jaunt to Cannes Film Festival. Source adds it was Charlize who did the dumping.
Man. I'm not totally surprised to hear that part.
I am. I thought that was going to be the one that lasted.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he is a hothead, is he not? Like, he's an intense dude. So it might have been a little too much to spend the rest of your life with.
I thought it was odd when I thought it was an odd pairing when I saw them. But you tend not to judge because, you know, you go, well, there's something about him that it attracts her. To me, it was kind of like the frickin' hottest women that we have, actresses, go for rock stars. Nasty, filthy rock stars who haven't showered in weeks, but they are a... And as soon as they break up with that one, they go get another one. Case in point, Kate Hudson and Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes.
Oh, right.
What could she see in that?
She's kind of a hippie, though.
Yeah, that's true.
She likes that little...
Hey.
Almost famous.
Not judging.
Sean Penn, we've said it before. Sean Penn kind of has a type, though. You got Charlize Theron, the
Madonna.
The tall, a blonde Madonna. What's her name? Robin Wright.
Yeah.
You know, they're all kind of in that same. So I wasn't surprised Charlize Theron. At first, I'm like, well, that's not. No, I get it.
Robin Wright is with Ben Foster. And a lot of you may not know that name, but Ben Foster is one of the best actors I've ever seen. He's young and he is incredibly talented.
And by the way, is there anyone more beautiful than Robin Wright?
Absolutely breathtakingly gorgeous, but she's not beautiful. She's gorgeous.
Yes, agreed.
She doesn't have that classic female hot look, but she's got her own stoic hot look, and it's very sexy.
She's Princess Buttercup.
Exactly. She is. Which is one of the greatest films of all time, I'm just saying. We're going to rock the police. Chick on the Street is almost at the next location. So far, we've gotten nowhere, which is perfect. Remain where you are. Police on Mark in the Morning. So, as you know, Katie has been in Beverly Hills most of the morning, hopefully knocking on doors, but in this case, it's buzzing gates, and we're trying to find some celebrity who will let her swim in their pool so that we can declare it summer. Katie, this is a big one. Tell everybody whose house you're at now.
Priscilla Presley. Okay, I'm going to buzz, okay?
All right.
She's pretty excited. Okay.
Katie is playing music from her iPhone.
It's good, Elvis, too.
Are you pushing the button?
Yes, there's just no sound. Call. Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi, I'm sorry, your voice is on the air. Is this Priscilla Presley's house?
No.
It's not. Do you have a swimming pool?
Yes.
Is there any way that you would let me come in and get into your swimming pool?
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you. It would be an on-the-air bit for Mark in the Morning.
No.
Okay, are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay,
you have a good one. Okay, so not quite Priscilla. I got somebody.
Are you kidding me?
All right, Katie, you guys move to the next location. Let us know when you're there. We'll check back in.
Can you not hear me anymore?
Yeah, we can hear you.
We can hear you.
All righty.
All right, we'll check back in.
So it's Chick on the Street checking out for now.
Right. We'll come back. Beverly Hills is.
Oh, man.
Gina's going to trend after business. This is Mark in the Morning. Where did it go? Oh, here we go.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Rachel Dolezal told the Today Show Matt Lauer that she identifies with being a black woman even though her parents are both white. But in a later interview with Savannah Guthrie, she questioned whether they're actually even her biological parents. She said, quote, I definitely am not white. Nothing about being white describes who I am. I am more black than I am white. She then adds, up to this point, I know who raised me. I haven't had a DNA test. There's been no biological proof that Larry and Ruth Ann are my biological parents. She then presented Dolezal with a copy of her birth certificate showing Larry and Ruth Ann listed as her parents, but she had a quick answer to that. She explained, quote, I'm not necessarily saying that I can prove that they're not my biological parents, but I don't know that I can actually prove they are. The birth certificate is issued a month and a half after I'm born. Certainly, there are no medical witnesses to my birth.
Wow, she's a birther about herself?
Yeah. I think her head would explode if she ever just answered a question yes or no.
She just needs to say, I feel like I'm black and I choose to live my life as a black person.
She's mentally ill.
Yes. Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina.
Well, piggybacking on what Mark just said, talk show host Maury Povich has offered to give a DNA test to Rachel Dolezal to prove whether or not the white people who claim to be her parents are in fact her parents. So step on up, Rachel.
She'll never do it.
The Obama administration's announcement late Wednesday said that a woman is about to be featured on the $10 bill. And a course on Beyonce is now being offered by the University of Waterloo in Canada for the fall 2015 semester. So go sign up for a quick Queen Bey class. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending. And now ELO. This is Mark in the Morning.
All right. Now I don't know where they are. Chick on the street. They're still in Beverly Hills. They're not at a location per se, but you're at a gated community, right?
Yes.
And is there somebody in the guard shack?
No, there's nobody in the guard shack, but I'm, you know, I found a box and it's got a bunch of names in it. So I'm just going to, I'm going to call some people.
Well, wait, are any of them celebrities?
This was her address, but she's not here. But there's somebody here named Kramer. Should I call him?
All right, wow. Go ahead.
All right, I just want to call somebody.
Floyd Kramer?
To call.
Kramer. Cosmo Kramer?
It's calling. Oh. It says Kramer calling. Where's the sound coming from?
A speaker.
Here.
This is Drew.
Hey, Drew, this is Katie from Mark in the Morning. Your voice is on the air. I was wondering, do you have a swimming pool down there?
Yeah. I 100% knew that was going to happen.
Alrighty. All right. Well, let's cancel that. Should I do another?
No, try to get to ask, is Danny anywhere near you?
Yes, he's standing directly next to me.
Is there one more location you guys can get to in the next 10 minutes?
Is there another location that we can get to realistically in the next 10 minutes?
We can try. That's all we can do.
All right. Bust your butt to get over there. We'd love to get one more connection. Katie is trying to find a celebrity's pool she can swim in so we can declare it summertime. Katie, we'll see you in a few minutes.
Chick on the street. Checking out for now.
So, hey, guess what's coming back?
What?
And I love it because I... Huh?
Sexy?
No, sexy. Justin brought that back 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
The fanny pack.
Yes. Oh.
The fanny pack is back. It is the butt of all fashion jokes, but it is making a comeback because people like Kate Hudson and Anne Hathaway have been sporting them. Now, for me, for a guy, they were great.
You wore a fanny pack?
Oh, of course. You didn't?
No, never.
Let me guess, Mark. It was black leather.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew it.
No.
I absolutely knew it.
No, I would rather lose a finger than wear a fanny pack.
You've got a place to put
back
stuff.
In the
we
day?
Don't carry. We yeah. don't carry purses.
I have something like that called a pocket. I put my wallet in my front pocket, and that's in my phone, maybe in my other pocket. That's all I need.
But Mark, are they the big billowy ones of yesteryear, or are they kind of sleeker?
Haven't seen them. Wait, haven't. I don't know.
Are you going to break out yours again?
I don't think I'm going to need to. But this was back in the day when I smoked. So I had a place to put my cigarettes, my lighter, my keys.
Your mints.
Right there in my fanny pack.
So this fanny pack, is it somewhere under glass? Is it protected? is it on display? Or is there one specialty that you're going to get back out, or are you going to go out and get a new one?
I threw it away.
He doesn't remember.
That's right.
I don't remember it, and I threw it out.
Yeah. But you know what? I have a feeling. I hope I'm wrong, because I would love to do the big, bulky one from the 80s. But I have a feeling that there's a slimmer, sleeker hip pack as opposed to the full-on fanny pack.
By the way, you can't call it that in England. Fanny pack?
Yeah, that's true.
It has a totally different meaning.
Google it.
Yeah, you should look that up in your own time, because I don't have enough delay time to speak of it. But it means
Google it.
Fanny in the U.S. means your butt, right?
Mark,
right.
I tried.
Well, it's the other side in the U.K.
Gina tried to stop you, she just couldn't.
I think I was Andy, delicate enough about
you did
it, wasn't
it?
I?
You did it. You were great. You did it just fine. We've got one more chick on the street if they can make it to the location. One of Michael Jackson's kids is not happy. We'll explain why and what he has done when we come back. This is Mark in the Morning.
I love this song.
Here's Michael Jackson on the sound.
Why?
Love that.
Literally.
Well, so... tired of getting bullied for years, Michael Jackson's youngest son has undergone a name change. The 13-year-old, formerly known as Blanket, is now going to be known as Bigi. B-I-G-I.
That's better.
An inside source says he decided to change his name before entering elite prep school, the Buckley School in Sherman Oaks. Insiders say he always resented the name Blanket, which he felt was stupid and made him a target of ridicule when growing up.
Are you sure it's not pronounced Biggie?
I don't know what it's pronounced, but why would he go from Blanket to Biggie?
Yeah
it's not That's really an upgrade.
Yeah,
I mean, if he wanted to be normal, couldn't he pick Brian or Brandon? From Blanket to Bigi, it's not help. It's a lateral move.
I don't think he helped his cause really at all. Okay, so we're going to do our last check-in with Chick on the Street. But first, Led Zeppelin, I Need Me a Dog and Let It Be Black.
Mm-mm.
Try again.
Wait, are you refusing?
Say Mark in the Morning so I can start the song.
This is... Mark in the Morning. Well, it's not going to be summer. Nobody can participate or enjoy summer until Chick on the Street swims in a celebrity's pool. She is at her final location in Beverly Hills. Katie, where are you now?
I am at Demi Moore. Is it Demi Moore or Demi Moore?
It's whatever you want to say. Are you at her gate?
I'm at a box, of course.
And I heard you say you're sweating like a whore in church.
Yes, I'm sweating in places I didn't know existed, and a fly flew into Corey's mouth and got stuck in it, and it was some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was hilarious. It was very hilarious. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's ring up Demi Moore.
All righty. So, pressing A... Alrighty, and calling.
Really,
I'm scared. Calling.
Did you say you're scared, Gina?
A little bit, yeah. Calling. Calling.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
Oh, please leave a message.
Okay. Yeah, leave a message.
Okay, I will.
6-5-4-0-1-4.
Thank you for doing that.
Or press 1 for more options. Hi, this is Katie, Chick on the Street, from Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. I was looking for Demi Moore, but I don't think that you're home because it went straight to voicemail. But I wanted to swim in your pool because it's the start of summer, and summer
and
can't start
pants.
Until I swim in a pool. And my father, Mark Thompson from Mark in the Morning, is not wearing any pants. Thank you so much. It's very hot out here by the box, and I'm sweating a lot, and there's a lot of flies. So I'm going to hang up now if I can figure out how to. Have a great day, Miss Moore. Goodbye.
Well done.
Well. I literally have like flies on me. I don't understand. Why does she live up here?
Katie, you did a great job today. You understand we got nowhere, so we're going to move to DEF CON 4, and we're going to go a different route because you are going to swim in the celebrities' pool,
Wait,
okay?
We needed to go to DEF CON? I've got that.
No, no, no.
Wait, are we going to DEF CON today?
No.
No?
Kill the DEF CON.
I would pop down to DEF CON.
And kill the going DEF CON. DEF CON. So, Katie, come on back. We'll reroute and figure out how we're going to get this done because summer will not be enjoyed until it is done.
All righty. Well, this is Chick on the Street checking out.
All right. Katie Couric, it is good to be her. Where'd it go? Hang on. I got it. Don't worry. Well, it says green.
What?
It's not there. Never mind.
How many of us do you see? Do you smell burning toast?
I was looking for the color tile that was Katie Couric talking, but I got rid of it. But here's why. She joined Yahoo a year and a half ago in a groundbreaking deal. They are renewing her contract. The first deal paid her $6 million a year, and she is re-signed for $10 million a year. Did you guys see any of her talk show?
No. Not once.
It was so bad.
The only word I've ever heard anyone describe her as is perky, and ironically, that doesn't appeal to me, even though I've been described the same.
Oh, look. Okay, if she's... Look, every single show she did, which was a daily talk show in the afternoon, were so downtrodden. It was the heaviest topics you could imagine. Right. It was unwatchable.
Interesting. Maybe they needed someone who everyone describes as perky to deliver that kind of news, and it didn't work.
Well, now, here's the thing. They spent $6 million to associate Katie Couric with their brand name, Yahoo did.
Right.
When they wasted $6 million, as far as I'm concerned, I didn't know she was... I never saw her do anything with them.
It must benefit them in some way to have her, but... Now, I'll tell you the one that is starting to make inroads because it is up and lively and perky and she's doing a great job is Meredith Vieira.
Oh, I love Meredith Vieira.
She's
fantastic.
She's hard to dislike.
Look, did you guys see any of
Millionaire? Rapper,
no, Queen Latifah's talk show?
Yeah, I did.
It was so uncomfortable.
It wasn't memorable, but it was whatever.
But she wasn't comfortable in that role. Meredith Vieira is perfectly... It's like she's sitting on her living room couch talking to friends. Mm. And that's what you got to have. You got to have that ability. And Queen Latifah, though I love her, she just didn't. She didn't have whatever it took, and it didn't last very long.
Well, and Meredith Vieira will vehemently disagree with you and make it sound like a compliment. I mean, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Well, it says here men can cry, but there are rules.
What?
One, it is okay for a man to cry if you're in extreme pain, but it must be extreme. If it's just regular pain, you're expected to rub some dirt on it and get on with your day.
So it's got to be like a Joe Theismann. It's got to be a compound fracture before you're allowed to? Okay.
Two, there is crying in baseball, but you have to save it for the playoffs.
If
your team wins, it's okay.
Oh.
Third, feel free to cry at certain kid movies. Toy Story 3 is a prime example.
Oh, God. That movie is so hard to sit through if you've got kids.
So is Monsters, Inc. They're designed to tug at your heartstrings. Four, it's never, ever okay to cry at work. So I'm out. So are you, Andy.
This whole morning show has to go home.
True. We've all cried like little bitches.
And lastly, number five, during an argument, your wife or girlfriend will never again respect you if you cry during an argument, and you'll never again win a fight with them.
True.
Jackie's on board with that
one.
All
of these are, the rules are correct.
Oh.
No crying.
Well, then I'm out. I'm just an emotional guy, and it happens, and I don't care.
I've decided, I found that women do it all the time. They'll be in an argument, and they'll start crying, and you automatically win the argument when you start crying.
Crying from frustration.
So I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah.
You said you'd be home a half hour ago. See if that gets me out of a little... Hot water. Jam, yeah.
Now, Gina, real quickly, you said yesterday on Adam Carolla, you had a bartender?
John Taffer from Bar Rescue. He's the host of Bar Rescue. He's awesome. He's such a character. And he's been in the bar business for a billion years. And he was telling us all these little tricks and things that bars do to kind of cheat you out of a little drink here, a little drink there. And this was my favorite. If you take one of those stirry sticks, you know, those little red stirrers that they put in your cocktail, mm-hmm. and if the bartender puts that in and then puts in, say, the vodka, and then puts his finger over the stirry stick and then pours in the mixed cocktail, the vodka gets stuck in the straw. So when they hand it to you, all you taste is vodka. You're like, oh, that's a heavy pour. That's a stiff drink. And there's really no vodka in it.
Look, that's good. This has happened to me so many times. On occasion, I will have a Bombay Sapphire Gin Martini. I know what gin, Bombay Sapphire Gin, tastes like. I'll say 7 times out of 10 in a restaurant, I'll order it, and it is so watered down.
Yes.
And I know it for a fact.
We have Terry Polo on the line.
Of course.
Oh, God.
she has dirt on you being a crying baby.
Oh, I wish she had a pool for Katie.
Yeah.
Terry, what are you doing?
I have proof that you're a big Bombay gin drinking baby cry poopy pants.
All right, prove it.
Yeah. Yesterday, I got a text from Mark Thompson saying, I haven't heard from you. Are you okay?
Nice.
I went, oh, sweet poopy pants. That was so nice.
Yeah. I love the implied tone, too.
And do you know what? This bitch didn't respond.
Hell no. I don't respond to baby poopy pants text.
Hey, Terry, do you have a pool?
I have a blow-up pool that with my daughter's.
Perfect.
It's absolutely welcome. But I got to be honest.
Perfect.
Down here where I live, it's overcast. It's the marine layer. It's gross. It's not pretty.
Terry,
that's why I'm driving up to the valley right now.
Terry,
what's up?
Has it not been that way for weeks now? I mean, that whole area of the South Bay is just clouded and fogged in. It's like you're in a different world.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it really sad living by the ocean, an ocean view?
It's June gloom, baby. It was May gray that turned into June gloom, and
yeah.
I've had it.
But before we have to go, Terry sent me a picture last week. She had this red spot on the upper part of her forehead, and I said, what happened? She burned her face with a curling iron.
Oh, girl, I hate that.
Girl, we do that all the time.
It happens, baby. It's the price you pay for beauty.
Yep.
Mark, you wouldn't know about that.
Are you going to work now?
I'm going to work.
Well, Terry, those of you that don't know, Miss Polo is the star of The Fosters on ABC Family. Good talking to you, girl. Thanks for responding to my text. Love
right,
you too.
Bye. Big poopy pants, cry, baby.
All right. So coming up, we've got Hal Blaine. Sal Cerencioni is going to guide us through rock news. And tomorrow, we have Andy's top 10 of the greatest guitar riffs. He's already in a load of crap as far as I'm concerned, because he put I Can't Get No Satisfaction at like number 13. Ridiculous. It should have been number 1. So this tomorrow better be good, Andrew.
Well, thanks for the plug, poopy pants cry baby.
Hey, Mark, we have one more thing tomorrow in honor of Father's Day.
Yes, we do.
Well, we have a couple things, actually, should we say?
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, I found a list that I wonder if you guys are going to agree with. The top 10 fathers in movies of all time. And that's going to be pretty good. But also, speaking of fathers, my dad, Steve Grad from KNX 1070 Sports, is going to come in. And
awesome.
Mark and Katie versus Steve and Gina in a little newly dad game.
Yeah. This is great.
It's going to be good.
I can't wait.
I'll play Bob Eubanks.
Yep.
So now, is it how much I know about Katie or how much Katie knows?
No, this is about
me.
The fathers.
I think this is how much we know about the dads. And I got to tell you, I know Steve Grad pretty well, but I'm also not that competitive. So this will be interesting.
I have devised some questions that will find out how much the daughters know about the fathers and how much the fathers know about themselves.
We're going to be celebrating Father's Day tomorrow, and so be sure to join us for all that. By the way, Andy's list, the top 10, starts at 7:40. Do not miss. We're back right after this. It is Mark in the Morning. We're heading out of here. Uncle Joe has bound into the room with the 10 at 10. What is on store?
As the year Animal House came out. And Grease, and that really made a big impact on this crew in here.
Yes.
So 1978 is the year. 10 at 10, 1978, supported by Sports Chalet. This Father's Day, shop Sports Chalet for savings on awesome gifts throughout the store. Sports Chalet, they'll take you to limit. Shop online or in-store. And now Andy Chandler to sing their theme.
Sports Chalet,
we're taking to the limit.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow on Mark in the Morning, it is Andy's top 10 greatest guitar riffs of all time.
And that's one of them right there. From the Sports LA thing.
All right.
That kicks up at 7:40, and we are celebrating Father's Day by Katie coming in, Gina's father coming in, and we're going to find out how much the girls know about their daddies.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.